Welcome back. It's Reporter's Notebook on WTMJ, wrapping up a Sunday show with a stuffed emu conversation. It was first seen in the American Family Field stands earlier this month. A lady captured on the FanDuel Sports Network broadcast walking around the seats in the outfield at the Brewers game with a stuffed emu, of all things.
That is what looks to be an ostrich?
An emu?
All right. That's a first. I don't think I've ever seen an emu at the ballpark.
There's the audio, and as you can clearly tell, there were some puzzled ponderings from the broadcast crew, and so we welcome in Brewers broadcaster Jeff Levering with us on Reporter's Notebook. And Jeff, we'll get to the emu coverage here in a moment, but you've certainly seen your share of interesting sights as you've come up through broadcasting over the years, whether it's in the minors or in the big leagues. Where does a stuffed emu rank in terms of the oddest things you've seen in the stands, not necessarily on the field?
Yeah, in the stands, it's up there. You wonder, because they put such limitations on the size of the bag that you can bring into the ballpark, and it's got to be clear and XYZ, how one could sneak an emu in or get the emu a ticket in the first place, right? So now I have a lot of questions. Does the emu have a ticket, or did it just come as a guest with the seat and as a lap child, right? So I have a lot of questions, but I was very thrilled to hear that the emu made it in, and we had some fun with it on the air. There's no doubt. But it is up there in my oddest things that I've seen in the stands.
Yeah, we did confirm when talking with Brittany from Watertown that she says she bought a ticket for it. And if you're the security guy and you see, hey, he's ticketed, he can get in, and there's nothing nefarious inside, it's like, well, all right, one time only, go have fun.
Right. Yeah. As long as there's a ticket and it's paid for, I think that they're going to be just fine with that. I will say that one of the oddest things that I've seen, and that the emu was one, and you brought it in, you had the ticket, but the one that I always go back to in terms of animals and oddities in a ballpark would have been one of my first years of professional baseball. I was in Rancho Cucamonga, and we were playing in a game in San Jose against the Giants, an A-ball affiliate of the San Francisco Giants. And they brought a group of policemen on horseback onto the field in the outfield. And these horses, there was three huge horses, were in center field. And along with these horses were three people with massive shovels behind these horses.
Oh no!
Just in case. And the center fielder is right next to these horses in the middle of the national anthem. And lo and behold, those big old shovels were used. And there was some horse droppings in center field that night in San Jose, California.
Not the weirdest thing I've seen in center field in the ball game. I always think of Disco Demolition Night, when there was literally a crater in the hole of Old Comiskey.
Always, yeah. And whenever there's an adopted dog or something like that, or you know, the Humane Society brings their dogs into the ballpark and they let one, and one gets loose, inevitably something wrong is going to happen, right? And I've seen that at second base. I've seen it on the infield dirt. I mean, it happens. They're just animals. Bound to happen.
We're talking with Brewers broadcaster Jeff Levering on Reporter's Notebook. Jeff, I'm curious, as someone who has to keep track of so many things, I mean, baseball is a sport of so many moving parts and so many statistics. What is your strategy you found over the years works best for keeping track of all the various goings on during a ball game beyond what you're seeing just on the field too?
Oh man, I mean, I just try and keep my head on a swivel, right? And it's almost a survive in advance. First of all, I'm just making sure I get the plays right, you know, hits and errors and all the other things. And there's so many other things that you have to keep track of during a baseball game, pitch counts and whatever else. So as long as I can keep my head above the water in terms of those things, I think I'm fine. But I'm always looking out at the field. I'm always cognizant of what's happening around me in the crowd, and if there's something going on in the stands or whatever's happening. It's not like I'm living in the stands, but I like to have a beat of what's going on, and that's an important thing. And if I can catch something like our great camera crew did on the TV side with the emu, then that's great, and we could talk about it. I love watching kids eat ice cream Because it's gonna go all over their faces at some point, or all the cool costumes that people are coming up with the other day. There was a group of five people that dressed exactly like the racing sausages in the ball game yesterday. So I'm all about it. I'm all about seeing all the fun stuff and just trying to keep my head on a swivel so I don't miss anything. Because you never know what you're gonna see when you show up at a ball game.
Speaks to the importance of having a good producer on your squad as well that can get in your ear and say, "Hey, I just saw in section 404 someone dropped a whole pizza onto someone in the seat below," or whatever.
Yeah, that's a Kent Sommerfeld special. I mean, we got to get him off the phone every now and again, but once we get him off the phone, he's doing a great job and he's in the stands. He's letting us know what's going on. And I mean, that goes back to a great clip from the Red Sox. This would have been about 15 years ago. It is an April game, and there's a play down the left field line. You got left fielder and right and a third baseman. They're going for this ball, and they're going into the stands, and it ends up a couple of rows back. And I think it was a Red Sox Yankees game, and one of the Red Sox fans threw a piece of pizza at one of the players, and you just hear the announcer, it's Jerry Remy, goes, "Ah, here comes the pizza!" And it's not even pizza; it's pizza, just because of the way that the New England accent is.
Now watch. I can't circle. I don't have my telestrator today, but here comes a pizza. See it? Oh, jeez.
Highly unnecessary.
You just never know what you're going to see. Throw pizza. You can get an emu. You can get all kinds of things. I'm still in the camp of, at some point during my career, I haven't done it yet, minors or big leagues, that when the cotton candy person walks by, or the person who's walking by with the big, like hourglass shaped drinks, one of these days I'm going to lean over and just grab one. I haven't done that from the booth yet, but I would like to try that at some point just to see if I could pull off. I'll pay for it later, but I just want to see if I can take my claw and grab one.
Be hard to do at American Family Field because your booth is so much higher up than the walk down below, but you could give it a try if you want.
Yeah, I mean, I know if I do it in the radio booth, Lane will freak out because anytime I get anywhere near some sort of height differential, he is very scared of height. So I'll make sure to lean out a little extra when Lane's in the booth with me.
Before I let you go, Jeff, the Brewers did fall to the Pirates the night Stuart the Emu made his appearance. Too early still to dub it the Curse of the Emu a la the Billy Goat?
No, no chance. No chance. It's way too early. It hasn't even been a week yet. So I think that it's fine. I will say that the homestand has not gone particularly well for the Brewers since the Emu showed up, but there's a lot of time to make up ground. I think it's time for a game two for Stewart.
Duly noted. Brewers broadcaster Jeff Levering with us on Reporter's Notebook. Thanks, Jeff.
You got it. Thank you.